Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to know your opinion. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in any political campaigns?
No.
No? All right. Do you happen to speak Spanish?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, would you want to do a survey in Spanish or English?
In English.
English? All right. So, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you are definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
All right. With which political party are you registered? Would you say like Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other party?
Republican.
Republican, all right. What is your main racial background?
Hispanic, white.
All right. What is your age?
47.
47, all right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
They're fine here. It's just everything is so expensive.
Oh, all right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say like property insurance costs, flooding like sea level rise and environmental resiliency, corruption in city government, inflation in the cost of things like grass and groceries, traffic and congestion, growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, or affordable housing?
All of that.
Well, if you think you could choose one, which do you think you would choose?
Inflation.
Again, if you would like.
Inflation. Mm-hmm.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a very short list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a like favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or if you have never heard of that person, if you could also please say so. So the first one is Francis Suarez.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
All right.
I would say positive for now. Mm-hmm.
All right. So would that be like maybe very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yeah, favorable, somewhat favorable. Mm-hmm.
Somewhat favorable. All right. What about Daniela Levine Cava?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I know her.
All right. No worries. What about Miguel Gabela?
See the one that was running against, yeah, I think I've heard of him, yes.
All right.
And I would say positive on him.
Positive? All right. So that'd be like maybe very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
All right. What about Manolo Reyes?
I don't think so.
You don't think so, like you don't
not
know?
Favorable. Right? Not favorable. Not favorable.
All right. So would that be like somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. What about Damian Pardo?
Him, I don't know at all.
All right. No worries. What about Joe Carollo?
No, not favorable.
So would that be like very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
All right. What about Christine King?
I don't know Christine King.
All right. What about Raquel Regalado?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Keon Hardiman?
Don't know that one.
All right. No worries. And what about Eileen Higgins?
I don't know her either.
All right, no worries. So if the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote for? And the candidates would be like Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Trump.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting for Trump.
All right. When the voters go to polls for, like, to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums. There are also on the ballot for voters to decide. So then I'm going to ask you just a few, like, ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. And after hearing each, if you could please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. So the first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows 21 years old or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medicinal personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, and defines terms, provide effective date. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
I would vote no.
Would you say you're definitely voting no or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting no.
The second Florida Constitution Amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. And if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
I'm not sure on that one.
All right, no worries. Mm-hmm. So if you had to, like, maybe choose, though, would you say you would vote yes in favor or no against? And I can read again if you would like.
Yeah, read it again one more time for me.
All right. So it goes, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. So would you say you would be no against or yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment?
I'm going to have to go. So they want to notify the parents, right? That's what it says?
So this law, it basically says that, any restriction on abortions, like, there shouldn't be any laws on it, meaning, like, there shouldn't be any prohibitions, there shouldn't be any delay. Like, if somebody wants an abortion, they should get an abortion. But with that being said, this law would not affect the fact that parents or guardians still have to get notified if a minor has an abortion.
No, I would want to be notified.
All right, so what would you say then? Would you be like yes in favor or no against?
I guess I'm going to have to say yes in favor of it.
All right. And there may also be a City of Miami questions on the ballot this year, and one of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive by bidding, and require at no cost to City? Previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to the City, inclusion of office space, and a new public water front and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Oh, no.
And would you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no against?
Probably no.
All right. So now I'm going to give you some specific short components of the Watson Harbor proposal. And if you could please indicate if you would approve or disapprove of each. And the first one is allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I guess I would approve if it was already previously done.
All right. So that'd be like a strongly approve or somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, yes.
Allowing office space to be included.
No, I will not approve of that.
All right, so would that be like a somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right, creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
No, disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And reducing the overall amount of development.
Yes.
All right, so that'd be like a strongly approve or a somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
All right, so now I'm going to give you a more detailed but still short description of the Watson Harbor proposal. And it goes, this proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and the Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, the waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over a $1 billion additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better development, meaning that there will be a reduction of the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. This project has been privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Well, that's what they want, I guess, yes.
Especially all right.
There's no city money going towards it, yeah.
All right, so would you like definitely vote yes in favor, probably vote yes in favor, or leaning slightly to yes in favor?
Leaning slightly to yes in favor.
All right. So regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
That there's no city money going into it.
All right, so that there is no city money going into it. All right, perfect. So what is one thing you dislike about what you just heard?
I just feel like don't they have enough everywhere?
All right, that's there. So would you say that, like, that they're building a lot, or, like, they're building too much
yeah.
of what they already have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
correct.
So building too much
mm-hmm.
on top of what we already have. That was a really good answer. Thank you so much. So would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports the Watson Harbor proposal, or would it make no difference?
It probably won't make a difference.
All right.
Depending on all the major points that that candidate has.
Okay. So I just want to say that we're 90% done with the survey. Now the last few questions we have are just very short demographic questions. So I just want to thank you so much for your time and for just staying here. So I'm going to ask you now just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Unfortunately, I didn't vote because I wasn't a U.S. citizen yet at that time.
Oh, all right, no worries. So do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
It's probably about right with the amount of people they've got here, except for the transportation part.
Oh, all right. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
All right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Has a bachelor's in college.
Bachelor's, all right. What is your national ancestry?
Nicaraguan and German.
Nicaraguan, all right. So in your home, do you like always speak Spanish? Do you mostly speak Spanish but some English? Do you speak Spanish and English equally? Or do you like mostly speak English but speak some Spanish? Or you always speak English?
Mostly English because my son and my husband don't speak Spanish.
All right. All right. So, well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.